AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy. Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Digit dads, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back.
Hey, we're the Digit dads, diapers in DeFi. Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
What's up, everybody? Today we have a lot to talk about, all the way from the mass liquidations at the end of last week, what's currently going on with the sex war, BNB stuff, Poly Market, airdrops like Monad and Meteora, PayPal accidentally minting millions of tokens, kind of. We're going to talk about all that in today's episode. You know, feel free to give it a like, give it a share, whatever platform you're on, whether you're listening back on the audio or you're watching live on video. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Kyle Wilson. GM Kyle, how are you doing today, man?
Those are my air horns. We're doing great, man. Watching the charts. The market has been insanely choppy. Can't say it's the most exciting market I've ever seen. It's the most bearish bull market I think I've ever been a part of, for many reasons, like the US-China trade war kind of going on right now, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Yeah, and there's just like random events happening all across crypto. You know, Paxos literally like fat fingering $3 trillion. Like, I mean, this is the craziest market I think I've ever been a part of.
Dude, I put a tweet out last night, and I do want to do an icebreaker that I can have a fun little icebreaker picked out, but I'm just going to be straight up honest, dude. This is like probably the most painful month, October, in my full time in crypto besides the end of the last bull market. And it feels like that. I'm not saying that this is the end of this current bull market by any means. I'm just saying it felt the same. Like it felt like, oh, this is a big dip. This is a big buying opportunity. And then just like, it keeps on having these red candles that just, it hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah. Just when you think like the news isn't going to get worse, it gets worse. And here's what I mean. I'll go ahead and bring up my screen real quick to, these grumpy guys right here. Just President Trump confirms the US is in active trade war with China, stating we're in one now. You got two grumpy AI pictures of Xi and Trump, which is pretty funny. And then you have us over here, which is fighting in the front lines, literally on our keyboards, trying to keep charts alive and not get liquidated in the process. So that's been kind of the 411 right now in crypto. It looks like market wise, you know, Bitcoin's fighting for its life right now to stay above 110. ETH is fighting for its life above 4K, actually being pretty resilient. Actually, Ethereum's forming, even if it goes below 4K, it's actually forming a bullish flag. So I'm going to go ahead and bring that up real fast. We're going to go ahead and share this tab and back out to a day time frame. But yeah, like charting Ethereum has been pretty fun. Like it's been breaking out of these channels. Right here, you can see it ripped and now it's been consolidating. And correcting here, as a lot of people would say, and forming this nice like bull flag. So even if it dips, I'm really bullish on Ethereum. I think that could be, if it does continue to dip, breaks through this like 3900 level, 4K level, then we may see a low down here at 3500 area, which could be a nice buying opportunity as we see more and more treasury companies raising money, ramping up. More and more folks are buying Ethereum. And Bitcoin kind of, you know, broke through this like flag and then decided just, you know, this was too high, Trump said. And Trump said, we're doing some crazy stuff and then nuking charts. And so anyways, yeah, it's a whole thing like between the US and China, you know, they're trying to figure out best trade. Some said that like Xi's using the market to leverage Trump, but I don't know, because then you have crypto and he's big into crypto and he can kind of ape into crypto now. So I don't know if that's the case, but needless to say, I hope everything gets resolved between obviously the largest superpowers in the world. So our it can pump our bags and we can all live prosperously. So that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, man. I think I did save it. Yeah. This isn't like the craziest chart or anything, but let me go ahead and share this. Just looking at looking at what happened last week. You can see the leverage getting flushed right here, man. This is just a death candle, and it was worse on other tokens besides Bitcoin. Didn't AVAX hit like $9 or something like that? Like
$8. $8.
That's insane, man.
I can buy a McDonald's cheeseburger for less than $8.
That's so crazy, man. Like, yeah, this was like, this is insane, honestly. But even Ansem kind of basically he like doesn't include that, and he said he was drew like kind of a separate charting for it. But regardless, I wanna point to something fun, a little bit less about harping on what happened last week, because we all got wrecked on it. Dude, we've been talking about prediction markets for a long time on the show. We do prediction markets, like we talk about, we do Polymarket weekly, and they've been heating up. They've been handing out badges left and right, Kalshi, Poly, all this. I really like this guy. His prediction market trader, he has really good clips, and I'm sure he live streams, but he bet $150 that Jerome Powell would cough during his speech. And he made $500 profit on it. He while live streamed, and best of all, from a content creator's perspective, this video got 434,000 views of his excitement waiting for the cough. So this is what it looked like. I don't know if you'll be able. Here we go.
Let's go. That's pardon me locked.
Yeah, so he coughed, he said, pardon me, and the dude made $500 off of that. So
that's freaking funny, man. How do these prediction markets validate it? Do they have just some guy in the background like, oh, he did that, so send the money, you know, to the people who voted? Like, how does that even work? Like, do they have AI or like, what is? Like,
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm sure that like, the market itself validates, right? Like with their votes and with like I'm sure like within a second of him doing that, people were trying to change their vote to like get out, basically. I do think that's how it happens. So like, I think it's like you're selling odds against each other all the time, and then like there'll probably just be a cutoff where like they have enough time to establish, yeah, this happened.
That's crazy, dude.
But
prediction markets are fun, man. Some of them not so much, but like those types are freaking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I haven't really been doing anything crazy. I've been doing some bets on our show. You know, I still have it locked in that the Fed decreases interest rates by 25 points at the end of October 29th. So that's coming up in a couple weeks. So that'll kind of start changing a bit, which this is pretty much already locked in. So I just got like, you know, I got like a 16% off of it, but I guess I don't know why I'm still only showing $5 in here. Maybe I already transferred this to another thing. But another bet I have is that the Gemini 3.0 will not, I'm saying it's not going to be released by whatever date this was, October 31st. And this is like a 50-50 chance. So this could really go either way. So these are the two bets I have right now. I still have liquid in here. Let's see what's trending. I mean, a lot of it's like obviously politics stuff, like 100% tariff on China effect by November 1st, World Series Championship 2025. This would be kind of fun to bet on. Steelers and Bengals. What will Bernie Sanders say? So this would go down into the like the video we just watched of like seeing random stuff like ICE or like God. He's probably not gonna say God. Yeah, stuff like that. Is he gonna talk about crypto and Bitcoin? Probably not. So that's kind of like the more nuanced stuff, and you could just scroll down and find like whatever categories interest you. And all this kind of like adds up to what could be an airdrop. Nobody knows, you know, everybody who's telling you they know, they don't. But it's worth noting that putting volume on these prediction market platforms like Polymarket, Kalshi, Myriad, there's another one recently that's been coming out, but all of those could, you know, lead to an airdrop. And speaking of airdrops, dude, there has been like two announcements this week, and then there's like so many airdrops coming up. The first one, the controversial one, is Monad. Did you check your eligibility for this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, for real?
No.
Dude, you need to. Do you still have your seal? Didn't you have a sappy seal?
No, I never bought one because they got too pricey. They like ramped up as soon as I was about to buy one, and they like it just got a little bit above a little rich for my blood. And I was like, I don't know if I'll get one now.
Well, I'm pretty sure the only reason I qualify is because of my seal. I had a seal staked. And so I qualify for the mid, but we like you, which is like the middle of the pack airdrop eligibility. This is a very controversial airdrop. Because basically, the people who farm the testnet, they didn't reward at all. There's actually people who like even like built apps in for Monad that didn't qualify at all. But some influencers that like soft-footed Monad for the last 2 years, just because their influencers got the absolute highest allocation.
I know. I saw ICO Beast post about that.
He literally said that.
It says I'm eligible. I'm literally on the screen right now.
What eligibility are you?
I have no idea. What do I do?
Go to.
Can we go live on it?
Yeah, for sure. It's not. Right. You're not showing anything.
Here we go.
I'll take mine down 1 second.
All right. So what do we do now?
Just close, and you can just hit share. It'll just show you which level.
Okay,
so if currently you have a participation award, which is like the lowest tier, but you can connect multiple wallets, you can connect multiple your Twitter, Discord, see if you're honestly, if you don't have a Monad card, you're probably not eligible via Twitter. If you don't have any roles in the Discord, you're probably not eligible via Discord. But they do detect like degen. They do a lot of NFTs. So like if you feel like you
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you have eligible NFTs, it's probably worth connecting your EVM wallets. They do a lot of, if you did a lot of leverage on hype, which you did, connect those wallets, like those could qualify. If you did a lot of degenning on your Solana meme coins, those might qualify. So those are worth looking at. That's just a lot of stuff that I'm thinking off the top of my head. So basically NFTs and volume are really like your main ways to get eligible. And you have 11 days to do this. It's not like it's not imminent that you go connect right now, but I mean, it's worth seeing if you're eligible. I have had two wallets eligible. I've connected a lot more than two, and I ended up disconnecting them just because like if they're not eligible, they're not eligible. And the only reason I think these two are eligible is because I have a Sappy Seal staked via one, and then I have a Pixel in the other. So, super controversial. ICO Beast literally said, where is it at? His tweet was crazy, man. I can't believe, like, because people were so hurt over this. I knew this thing was going to do numbers. Let me trade out our screens for a second. So, yeah, he said, not going to lie, it's really funny that I soft-footed Monad on the timeline for 2 years and never did any social grinding and barely hold any NFTs, and I got a level 5 allocation, which is the top allocation. A strong CT count is the most EV thing you can build on the social side of the industry. Yeah, dude, I mean, I don't blame him for this. I blame the NFT lead because, like, she was so selective about who she gave these Monad cards out to. Basically, just, like, I don't know. It's very, like, your typical cabal thing. And super frustrating. I asked for one months ago, just straight up. I said, hey, can I have a card? And she muted me on Twitter for asking for a card. No idea why till this day. And that
garbage.
Basically, yeah, dude, she is garbage. And
does she even know you do Asian Dad's podcast?
Dude, like, no.
Can you believe that,
bro? I know,
we have a school community.
No, it's because I'm a male and in America, and like, she honestly, she straight up found political things, reasons not to like me, and blocked me from it. So that's fun. ICO Beast is probably the same as same qualifications, but he's also not doxxed entirely. But yeah, man. So Monad was super controversial. There's another one. Have you ever used Meteora before?
I have not, actually. I've been on their website like once or twice, and that's about it.
Well, they went live with their checker today. I have like a very unsubstantial amount. I have 23 net, which I think at the current valuation is like, I don't know, probably like 10, 15 bucks. So I do like how what they're doing, though, is I can immediately use this as liquidity on Meteora once the token goes live. So like, instead of just claiming it and selling it, I opted in, so this immediately gives MET/USDC liquidity to the chart. So hopefully when I check it, you know, I'll have more, because there's going to be a lot of there's a lot of volume, obviously. But I think that was a cool way. Yeah, this is another one that ICO Beast, which I do believe he actually just like he probably did provide a lot of liquidity, but he has 74,000 worth of MET, which at a $1 billion valuation is like $74,000.
That's wild.
Airdrop, yeah.
I currently qualify for zero on my, well, that was my burner. Let me see. I guess you have to collect a Solana, right?
Are we talking about Monad or Meteora?
Meteora.
Yeah, it's like you probably won't qualify if you haven't used it before. Yeah, I provided liquid, so it'll show you right here, which I think is really cool. Like, the only reason I actually, dude, wait, I 100% have started a pool on here before, and it's saying the only reason I qualify is from this being a stakeholder of something. So I actually should qualify for more, a lot more. I need to go dig into this.
I feel like they just tell top KOLs exactly what to do to farm like the highest amount. And then like, then the KOLs are like, oh my God, look at my airdrop. It's so much. It's like, okay.
Well, they give them, there's actually like,
this is cool though. I do
there's,
like this.
There's creators. There's been creators in here that get MET allocation. Yeah. So I've used freaking Meteora before, and it's not showing it as this. So I actually might be qualified for more. I thought I used it off of this wallet. Yeah, now I'm a bit confused. I need to go like actually check my pool, I guess. Which I don't want to spend too much time on. I'll look at that later. I should have more meth than this. I just realized that like in real time. But yeah, dude, lots of airdrops coming up. Let me see. I had the tweet pulled up somewhere. There's like, who did it today? Somebody made like a airdrop list, and I thought it was interesting. It was Star Platinum. We had like Base, Monad, Kalshi, Polymarket, MetaMask, Pump as the top, because it's Pump like V2 or whatever. Abstract, Meteora, Fantasy, Rabi. I mean, you can just go on and go on. But yeah, these are some airdrops to expect in the next few months, hopefully 2025.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff going on. I like the Kalshi one. I like the Polymarket. Obviously the MetaMasks, since I've been using MetaMask like forever. Abstract, I think, is going to be a good one. Arbitrum, that one was already like done, so I don't know if there's going to be another one. Is there?
I don't know. Is that one's on there?
When they originally launched, they had a huge airdrop.
It was I remember that.
It was probably one of the best airdrops anybody's has done in a long time. It was like the last like super big one for OG users, at least. Yeah, Hyperliquid, I don't think is on there, is it?
No.
I think I guess it's via maybe those not happening at the bottom is, but that's the PFP.
No, that's Photon. That's Photon, and then that's Yappy Berra for Kaido.
Yeah, so I know Hyperliquid, I thought, was having one, but maybe not.
Yeah, they should have a V2. I don't know, but yeah, some things to expect on here, man. I'll be farming a lot of these, not aggressively, just kind of putting my volume there. And there's also a few that I'm in that aren't on here. Like I showed the USDCI pools last week, which is like another lending platform. Man, I'm super bummed about this Meteora thing though, because I have provided liquidity on there, and I thought that that was going to count, and I just realized it's not counting. So crazy stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much the overall thoughts on like the airdrop market. One more thing. Sorry. This is important. So I'll go back to this one more time. Is this the right?
Oh, did I mess it up? I messed it up.
It's just because I'm not sharing this. All right. So going back to the Monad stuff, one interesting play on Monad is Pixel. And actually, I'll just go to Deck Screener. Pixel is Sappy Sill's eco token that I've been buying quite a bit. And it is up pretty well. It's down 4% on the week, on the hour, on the 24 hours, but on the week it's up pretty substantially. It's up like 80%. And basically Pixel is like your exposure to the Monad ecosystem, because it's one of the only tokens that like committed to Monad like 2 years ago via Sappy Seals. And if you go to our school, which has been absolutely crushing it recently, less than 24 hours ago, Cryer writes his thesis every week. And on his thesis, he actually put as his high risk reward token, Pixel. And what he had to say was basically the price action is tied to Monad chain announcement that claims will be live through 28th this month. And we will see the chain go live somewhere in November. Pixel has been around for years, very little interest due to not having a playable game. And soon that changes with Monad chain launching. So once Monad launches, Pixel actually is tied to a playable game, which is their Sappy Seals. What's it called? I can't think of the name of it, but they have a game that's launching on Monad. The current price at the time of writing that was 3 cents. There are 31, yeah, 3 cents. Traded from recent lows of 0.016 up to highs of 0.04. So,
And that one could heat up.
Yeah, some alpha in our school. If you're not in our school, we post on there multiple times a week, market updates, market analysis. We have three different people that do that. We have a full classroom dedicated to like taking you from point A to point Z. Definitely check it out. Check out our school. If you need a link, it's pretty much in all of our socials. So if you're listening to this on audio later and want one, it's just school.com/deedanddads to check it out. And yeah, that's a, I have a couple more things I want to talk about in a little bit, but in the meantime, do you want to talk a little bit about the PayPal fiasco that happened?
Oh, yeah. So let me see. I don't really have the full article on here, but I can just feature it at least. So Paxos looks like they fat fingered $3 trillion of PayPal stablecoin, outpacing USD's $2.4 trillion supply, which is freaking hilarious. It's like they printed the world's like entire supply of money by accident. And then they quickly reversed it by like sending it to a burn address or something like that, which is absolutely crazy. I'm sure people were like, the heck, how much did you just mint on chain? And which probably freaked a lot of people out. Like they're like, oh my God, what's happening? But yeah, then shortly after they corrected the error by, sending it to a burn wallet. But yeah, or a burn address. So yeah, $3 trillion, man, that is freaking wild. Like, oops, missed a decimal or two or three. Like, what was going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine you're the dev and you did that and you're just like, I'm fired.
Yeah, but there was like, to my knowledge, there's like no repercussions of it, right? Like,
no, there's not. It's just kind of like a oops.
Crazy, man, crazy.
Otherwise, yeah, the BNB trenches have been pretty hot. I know people have been printing cupsies over there in the trenches in BNB now. Orange, there's like a lot of bigger Marcel, a lot of bigger Solana guys like degening into the BNB trenches lately. So with that said, GN is the app to use if you're going to try to heat up your BNB, wallets and fire those up and try to trade on those. I only trade the four memes, to be honest. Like, I don't really like the other launch pads too much because, like, it might be a scam. So I try to stick with four meme because you kind of know by default it's going to be a smart contract that's not probably malicious, right? I still check them all. So that's something to do is, like, click on the actual meme and you know, make sure it's not a scam. But
yeah, of course.
Oh, another thing we didn't even talk about, the actual topic of this video is Coinbase listing Coinbase. Let's see if I can go here in my likes. I think yeah, here Vo liked this one. I kind of commented on her post. It said Jesse posts about sex listings. Jesse works at Base, by the way, which obviously Base is owned by Coinbase. Base project founder says F it and publicly exposes Binance listing demand. CZ and Binance fight back. People across the industry post their sides. Coinbase lists BNB question marks. And I just said Coinbase shaking that booty. We got BNB over here opens trench coats.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's how Coinbase be, man. They just like, I think they're starting to master, like, I know that they've been hiring on like X strategy and marketing strategy. It seems like drama is their kind of number one play right now. And it seems to be kind of paying off because they're in the discussion no matter like what's going on, right? It was like last week it was BNB versus Solana. Like that was it. That was the fight. Like that was the crypto civil war on Twitter. And then all of a sudden Base out of nowhere jumps in and is like, listing fees. Like, what do you mean listing fees, bro? We don't have listing fees. You got listing fees? And it was just like out of nowhere. And it's just like, wait, what? And people were kind of like, yeah, yeah.
And then like, mad.
And then CZ was like, wait a minute. Not all, like, not everybody has a listing fee. First of all, if you have a good project, we just listed on Binance. If your project sucks, then yeah, you might have to pay a fee. And by the way, like all that fee goes to mostly marketing. I mean, they do profit off of it, but it's not like that much as people think. So I don't know. It's like this whole thing. And the Mexi founder one of the Mexi reps at MEXC exchange also commented. It's like, yeah, we do listing fees too. Like, it just depends on your project, right? If you can't get listed at the big dogs, we're happy to take you in. Listing fee, it's all good. Like, so at the end of the day, it's just like a business model, right? It's like, if it works for your project, you might want to do it. If not, no big deal. So for me, I was just kind of like a bystander in that one, just watching like the giants slug it out. And then Coinbase over there and Base just like, yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, trying to like egg on the fight. Man. Like, I'm just like, you guys are wild, but it brings them a lot of attention, and now they listed BNB, and I'd imagine they want a piece of that action, considering that BNB has Flip Tether. So,
yeah, dude, at this rate,
the thing we should have did, Chris, is back when we called Tether at the all time high, we said like that was a short, like we were both like uber bearish on XRP.
Yeah, we had a video.
Millionaires overnight right there on that one.
we literally had a full dedicated video on our YouTube on like why we were bearish on XRP.
Yeah, it's been literally since our videos has been dumping ever since. Like, this is probably like actually Punkster is like one of the great calls to Dejan Dads, but XRP at the top, that's also another huge alpha play that we've called. Man, and I'm like, if anything, I should have just trusted my gut and just went with the XRP short and been major profits, major, major profits.
Would have been nice, dude. I really need to start shorting more things that I have conviction in shorting. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Let's move on to something just kind of chill and fun. I have a BZ pool loaded up, but I also wanted, speaking of like airdrops and stuff, BZ has really changed a bunch since last time last week on the show. Look at this. Points, bro. How many points you got?
Oh, I
have 2,666 points, which puts me at ranked number 126 on the platform. And
dude, so, Legendary's always farming these platforms. Legendary, stop it.
He's got so much money, dude. He's just like pull. Why not?
He must have made millions from the trenches for sure.
He did. And the AI him, meta and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. I remember when he had like 10-15K followers and I was following him around then. And then his account just took off like right in the middle of the bull or something like that last cycle. But good for him, man.
Dang, if you go to all time, I'm ranked 288, but this girl has like way more points than anybody. I wonder why. But look, yeah, so there's a whole guide on how to earn points. 1 point for every $1 spent, 1.5 points per swap, 0.3 points per one bought or sold card on the marketplace. Pull more equals bonus points. Streak up by pulling daily, longer streak, bigger boost. So if you pull daily, you get streaks, which that might be some alpha there, man. So let's go to, I'm just going to go ahead and pull, man. I have exactly over 50. I have 2,666 points. Also, OpenSea is going to give some pulls if you did the chest that we've talked about on the show many of times, which is like, I'll maybe talk about that later if we have time, but you should be prepared for that if you've been listening to the show. And yeah, let's go. So once you pull up the BZ machine, look, 50 points right here. Oh, bro, it's pulling right now. What the heck? Oh, no, that was from earlier. That was my last one. Hold on. But yeah, you can see 50 points, $50 right here. And so let's go ahead. Let's look at what we can pull. It doesn't have the prices at the top. I guess you got to click on them. Yeah, so like right now we could pull this, some of these. I don't know. Maybe I should go look at the $30 one. Let me look at the 30 one. That might be, we looked at this last week and I don't think many people hit up the 31.
By the way, I'm ranked 383. So I got my work cut out for me. So I only have 1800 points basically.
Yeah. You gotta get on that grind, man. No, we'll probably get up there just by like doing the show.
We should have just combined an account and then just farmed it.
Oh, DJ and Dad's account. And then like we should all have just of our pulls,
like fire out of it. Yeah. Combined it.
I've also like never even really spammed my referral, and I'm sure that incentivizes like your points as well, but I just haven't, right? All right, I'm pulling right now, by the way. So we'll see what I get. The odds of me getting something positive EV or higher or the negative EV right now, because the average value actually went up from last time we were pulling. It's at 56 now. So let's see.
Yo! I wasn't even looking at the screen when he pulled. Holy crap.
What? That's crazy.
Let's freaking go. At 2016?
What?
Blastoise, bro. Oh, perfect. It's a 10. It's a 10. PSA 10.
My gosh, dude.
Are you going to swap it?
Oh my gosh.
Dude, we've been pulling absolute fire the last couple weeks.
Oh, bro, dude, the BZ gods were like, man, this dude is hyping us up. You know, we're gonna send him a gift.
They were watching live. They know. Oh, and then we do
my
big pulls.
Gosh, dude.
Dude, that is my freaking gosh. Fire. That's worth more than the Gengar I got last week.
Bro, that's crazy.
All that hard work. God, the big man upstairs was like, let me bless you real quick. I see you having a little bit of a downtime. Let's give him a Blastoise, baby.
So my ongoing thing my ongoing thesis for the show and my pulls and all everything is I keep OG cards. So like I love like really a year 2000 and below. It's things that bring me back to my childhood is things that I keep, like my Espeon that's behind me. And so when I swap this will fuel many, many, many pools in the future for myself and for the audience. So that's my logic on swapping it back. But baby, let's go. That's awesome, dude.
The art on that's pretty sick too. It's in English.
Oh my gosh.
But then it's got that, I think it's Japanese across the front of his chest, which I think is dope. It's like a mixture. It's like a nod to both, right?
Bro,
I think that's super sick.
I got 765 points for swapping this thing back.
Oh, you sent it back.
Yeah.
Dang.
You didn't hear my whole logic on that?
I did, but I thought 2016 was OG enough. I was like,
oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
But you're talking OG.
Yeah, like this 99 Caterpie right here, bro. Yeah, no, I also it just like fuels the show, man. I mean, like just to be transparent, like there was like two episodes where they sent us some free packs, one of them to like give out to the audience, but like we've been paying for these every time. So like this will fuel the more pulls in the future for content and the show. So that's my logic there. I'm not taking, for the record, I'm not taking this out. I'm not like bringing this like 500 to my bank account right now. I'm going to pull more, bro. So let's go.
Does that mean I should sell my Gengar?
That means it's your turn to pull right now, bro. I got so excited. I locked myself out. It's your turn, bro. Go ahead.
I got a bridge first.
Oh, you got a bridge?
Yeah.
Dude, I literally got signed out. What the heck? They're like, he's earned too much.
I don't know if I'll be able, let me try to bridge this random token. Let's see if it worked.
Dude, that was crazy. That's up there on the luckiest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, dude, that was sick. I wasn't even paying attention, and I looked down. I was like, no freaking way of Blastoise. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
Dude, oh my gosh. I got like logged out of BZ though. That's crazy.
All right, so it said the transaction went through, but I guess it's Ethereum, so it's taken like 10 years maybe.
Oh yeah, mine took a bit too.
Yeah, let's try.
I'll pull another one while you're doing that. I'll do a $30 claw now and call it a day. So we'll run that back with a multi-category 30 claw. And
The transaction, it's on Ethereum, so it's like.
So for this one, the highest value is a, this is crazy. I just pulled a car that the highest value is worth the highest value of this whole, like everything you could pull here. But yeah, let's go ahead and pull a 30. My wallet balance is 482, which is crazy. And we'll see how this goes. All right, round two. Dude, let's go. Got a Astral Radiance Ice Rider VMAX PSA 10. It was a $30 pool. I got a $36 card, bro. We keep going up. Again, I keep OGs. 2016 was close to OG. I know, like, I'm showing my age here, but, you know, I just like the regular, like, not EX or VMAX or whatever.
Yeah, that OG artwork and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, that's still crazy.
It's pending, so I don't. Okay, so it's confirmed now. Let me check. All right, now we are in business here.
Okay, you might want to share soon because it like pretty much auto pulls when you load it up. Mine did that earlier. Oh, never mind.
All right, so should I go multi-category? Nah, we'll just do this one.
It's up to you, man.
Oh, what's OpenSea Explorer anyways? Is that just like an NFT?
It's going to be tied to their chest from the OpenSea chest. And I think it's like the same. It's just like they have a certain amount of...
it's an OpenSea voucher.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I get it. It's like a promo. Okay.
Yeah,
we got promo. It's a nice little mechanism to have.
Yeah, it's a cool little partnership they do with that.
All right, here we go. Air using claw.
Insufficient balance, bro.
It's not true, bro. It's probably like Ethereum. Like, hang on a minute. We got to confirm all 80 transactions. Or confirm it a billion times.
Dang, bro.
I know. It's
how did you load that, by the way? Oh, you just did it straight from that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was loading mine like via the actual pool, and it made it like it does it automatically, but yeah. Dang, yeah, dude.
Wallet balance is there. Let me try. Oh, here we go. Okay. So make me get a sign. Oh no, it's still not.
What the heck?
It's Ethereum, so it may just. I don't know if it's what is going on. Maybe they need like 70 confirmations.
Makes me want to sell my ETH.
I know, dude. It's freaking turtle. Let's try again. No. All right, maybe if I sign out or something and then sign in. So let me unshare.
Oh, bro, that Gengar is so beautiful.
Yeah. Let me unshare. Log back in. I guess I just use my wallet to log in.
In the meantime, let me check something real quick.
All right, so we're going to try again here. No, it should be on flow now, my funds, though, so. But it should be working. Yeah, I think we're good. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Watch, I get your Blastoise.
That'd be sick.
That'd be freaking funny. That would be sick.
Wait, what the heck? Oh, this isn't what I thought it was.
I'll take that Mew or that Rapidash.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I like Mews.
Do not refresh. No, that Mew's worth a lot for being a 2023.
Did you confirm? Don't you usually forget to confirm?
Yeah, I did confirm.
I'm still so stuck on this freaking why I didn't qualify for this airdrop. But I think I figured it out. I don't know.
Do not refresh. I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't know. Try this.
Yeah, sign that transaction. Maybe it's just trying to restock.
They're like, dang, this dude, Chris Coffee took the best one. So
yeah,
now we don't know what to do.
Oh, it didn't take the funds the whole time we were waiting.
No.
Yeah. All right, let me refresh. After it told me not to, we're going to refresh it anyways.
Oh, here we go. All
right, now it's asking for the signature. It said invalid date, though, when I signed it. Hopefully, it's like going to go through. It doesn't look like... Oh, claw pull in progress. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Oh, that's cool.
The Mewtwo.
Got a Mewtwo. 2016 as well.
Yeah, send it back though. send that back.
You saw the Mewtwo and you're like, oh, wait a second.
I know. I was about to get so hyped, but I was like, wait a minute.
You should try the 31 to see if we can get something besides a card.
It's the weak Mewtwo, not the dope one. Huh?
I was saying you should try the 31, see if we can get something like that's not a card, Pokemon card.
I don't know, but I want a Pokemon card.
Oh.
What's let's see what's in this category again. I forget.
So, they got the Vibe Club.
Pokemon. I think the 50s where it's at, though, to be honest. I don't want I don't want those tennis shoes.
Okay.
A Labubu.
Oh my gosh. My wife would kill me. She hates those things.
Same. Or I don't know if my wife does or not, but I'd imagine I know my wife enough to know she would be like, what the heck is that gremlin you bought? Should I hit it one more time?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're gonna hit it one more time.
Let's go. We need the drum roll. That's what we need. The drum roll. Where's it at?
Dun, dun, dun.
I think I missed it.
Ooh, a little Venusaur 2014. Only a PSA 6, though. Let me swap that bad boy back. Get it back. Get back there. Go back to your home, Venusaur. Go back to the forest.
Dude, let's... Need a... I wish it showed you like your activity of your pools, because I would love to... Oh, wait, I think... Oh, it does, it does, it does. So, are you doing any more pools, or are you done?
I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
I got points for that, though, so that's pretty dope.
Yeah, you get more than 50 every time, and then you get trade points.
Oh, here we go. Give me something good.
Hey!
OG
Chansey.
I remember that card. This card, this foil back then would always scratch so easily on that Chansey. Because it's like super like light colored. I'm going to send that bad boy back.
Were those all 50 pulls?
Yeah, those are all 50.
Dang.
I know.
Not your week, bro.
You pulled the good one, bro.
I mean, that was you last week.
I know, yeah.
You pulled like the $300 one last week, and then I feel like both of my pulls were negative EV.
So we'll call it good on that one.
You got enough for the 30.
I know. I don't know. I just don't want to do no 30 right now.
You can pull a Chris Coffey and just burn your whole deposit.
Go to zero.
Yeah.
You're going to zero, bro.
Sweet. Well, I think that was exciting. We talked about a lot, and I think that about settles it. Appreciate everybody for watching and everybody that's listening after the fact. Follow us on Twitter. Follow Kyle, follow myself, follow DJ and Dad's podcast. The full live videos are available on YouTube. If you want to like watch everything we just did, it's on DJ and Dad's podcast, YouTube Live. Outside of that, it's going to be available on all platforms audio-wise. And yeah, you guys just survived the market.
Leave you with some good news here. China says it plans to work with the United States to find a solution on trade. So hopefully some good things come. You'll have to tune in next week and find out.
Yeah, or jump into the school and ask any take the course and ask any questions that you have on school. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace out, everybody.
Two crypto nerds just trying to get by. Crisscross chains while the kids watch Bluey. Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy. Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks. Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back. Hey, we're the Digit Dads, diapers in DeFi.